For years after the recession, there were zero new homes built in Fernley, which was dubbed the foreclosure capital of the U.S. In 2017, there were more than 200. It's part of a larger trend as people start to look outside of Reno Sparks for a place they can afford to live. Our reporter Jacob Solis spoke to an official in Fernley to find out more.
Daphne Hooper is the city manager in Fernley. Daphne, many parts of the region, like Reno Sparks, struggle to find space to put more housing. But that's not really an issue for Fernley, right?
We do have room to build homes. I think a bigger challenge for us is affordability. So, the market is going upward. And so I think the cost of affordable homes is becoming a challenge. The vacancy rates are low. And so, you know, the cost of the homes are driving up. Part of the challenge is while there's a great number of jobs coming in, especially in the industrial area, the wages don't necessarily match the kinds of housing that's available. And so if you have folks making, you know, $15, $16, $17, even $20 an hour, and you do the, you know, the formula of you have to have 2.5 times your wage to, you know, pay for a home, I think the price points are sometimes out of reach for some folks.
From the city's perspective, when it comes to building those affordable housing units, the high density stuff, I mean, what exactly are you trying to do? How do you do that through policy?
So what we're trying to do is now we're in the middle of our master plan, updating our master plan to look at those areas that allow for higher density, multifamily attached homes to be able to identify those areas where those kinds of projects can be built.
And what about traffic? I mean, just personally speaking, what have you noticed with traffic trends in the last couple of years?
Traffic is always concerning, particularly between Reno and Fernley with the industrial park there. You're seeing significant increases in traffic and an impact on I-80. In Fernley, we've seen some of that as well. We only have 2 exits into Fernley from the freeway. So you have to kind of look at where things are going to be built and what impact that will have to access and long-term traffic issues.
And from your own perspective, not necessarily a city manager, but as someone who lives in Fernley, I mean, how's it felt to see this kind of growth over the last 2 years?
It's interesting. You know, when Fernley was incorporated in 2001, we had, 7,000 people. And now we're close to 20,000 people. And so you've seen growth. There is an impact on the number of people. The demographics has changed a little bit and people's needs and wants change. We're kind of in a transition of old Fernley and new Fernley, and we're trying to figure out what it is, what we want to look like. So I think we're taking that into account, and we've spent a lot of time over the last couple of years working on planning components. So we have, we just finished a parks master plan. We're working on a water resource plan. We're working on our master plan. And so all of those things, we're having those discussions about what it is we want Fernley to look like, how it is we're going to get there, and how do we afford it in the long run.
When you say old Fernley, new Fernley, can you describe that? So what's old Fernley for someone who doesn't know?
So, Fernley was established as a farming community, primarily agriculture, and we've seen things change over the years. You know, a lot of the farms aren't here anymore. We've seen a lot of housing and business come into Fernley. And so there's just a transition of what our city looks like. And so I think those are the discussions that we have with our council and with our staff and with our community. Those are the things that we talked about, what it is that we want to look like. And for a long time, we've been a bedroom community to, the Reno Sparks area. And so how do we work on becoming our own self-sufficient community and be able to have jobs and services and industry here that will be able to support our community.